It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're talking about pets. We've talked about the benefits, the downsides, and even the best types of pets for different families.
Today we're discussing the pet as a transitional aid for mamas. Do you ever see a baby at the grocery store and have this crazy urge to have one more baby? Yes, that happens to us too sometimes. And when I was considering whether or not to have baby number four, my doctor introduced me to the idea of the transitional puppy.
Yes, and now you have sweet Charlie the Beagle Dog. You're able to pour all those extra maternal instincts on a puppy. And if you're out of the baby business, this is a very good thing.
Yes, it is. Now, if you want this pet to be for your kid, you need to be careful about mommying it too much, because a pet tends to bond with the person who feeds, waters, and snuggles with him.
That is so true. The other fun thing about having a pet is you can spend way too much money on things your pet doesn't really need, just like you might if you had a new baby. There's some really crazy over-the-top pet products out there.
Yes, there are. ABC reported a few months ago that 60% of pet owners celebrate their fur baby's birthday, so you can bet they're buying presents. Chic Doggy has pearl necklaces for your dog for just $85, and there's a Louis XVI dog bed from Precious Palaces for only $7,400.
Is that all? They're worth it. For more information on over-the-top pet purchases and other amusing facts, visit our website, nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.